Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Hello, gentle viewers. Sunday, May 31st, is World No Tobacco Day, a day created by the World Health Organization to raise global awareness about the detrimental health effects of tobacco and many benefits of creating a smoke-free world. In honor of this day, our program introduces Mr. Patrick Reynolds, who established the Foundation for a Smoke-Free America and is also the grandson of the founder of the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. Moved by the loss of loved ones, illness, and hardship caused by smoking, Mr. Reynolds has devoted his life to informing the public about the dangers of smoking.
My grandfather was R.J. Reynolds. He made a fortune initially off of chewing tobacco and then from smoking cigarettes. And now that we know how dangerous tobacco is, I have made it my life's mission to send the message to young people to not smoke and not start smoking, and to empower people who do smoke to quit smoking. And my website, anti-smoking.org, has, I think, helped a lot of people around the world to stop smoking and help kids avoid smoking. I'll do this work the rest of my life. When my only memories of my father, R.J. Reynolds Jr., are of a man lying down, dying from smoking. And I remember him gasping for breath, counting the time that he had left to live. My father died from emphysema. My grandfather, who founded the company, smoked tobacco, and he died from cancer of the pancreas. My oldest brother, R.J. Reynolds III, smoked, and he died, like our father, from emphysema. So I lost certainly my oldest brother and my father to smoking, my aunt, and other members of the Reynolds family.
Mr. Reynolds himself had once been a smoker when he had been experimenting as a teenager. He tried to quit many times. Finally, he overcame his addiction. He is the author of a touching book of his journey entitled The Gilded Leaf. Mr. Reynolds speaks from personal experience, painful losses, deep sympathy, and hope. His well-researched knowledge of the physiology and psychology of smoking and quitting smoking is a great source of information and support to many. Patrick Reynolds travels all over the world, lecturing on the harms of smoking and the psychological effects of cigarette advertising. He gives advice on how to quit to audiences of all ages and backgrounds, with great success. In particular, he has done a tremendous amount of work with children and youth by giving talks from elementary schools to universities. His kind nature is reflected in the genuine concern he has for the young generation, recognizing the pressures they face growing up.
Now, you've talked to students in high schools and all over the world. Can you share with us some of your experiences?
Yes, I have reached many people because my name is Reynolds, and I'm able to make a difference on this issue of smoking. Above all, I love to speak to the children. I love to go to the schools and speak to teenagers, the preteens, and talking about my father dying from smoking. Then I talk about how hard it is to stop. If you get hooked, it's almost impossible to stop. Then I talk about tobacco advertising. The ads with rappers and hip-hop artists on the cover of a package of cigarettes. And I talk about some of the dangers of tobacco. The last point I make is I ask the kids to catch my faith to address this issue of the kids not believing in the future. Catch my faith. that no matter what happens in this world, there are wondrous things coming. And you will see amazing things in your lifetime. And you will need your health, so you don't want to smoke or drink or use drugs. And together, we are going to see an amazing future ahead of us. And I close the talk to the children with the promise of the coming smoke-free society. One day, there will be a society when parents are around longer for their children, when young people are there, not smoking, and smoking will be no more. The smoke-free society is coming, I tell the children, because of you. You are the future.
When we return, we'll learn more about Mr. Reynolds' accomplishments in advocating a smoke-free environment across the United States of America. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back, gracious viewers, to today's program featuring the recipient of the Shining World Hero Award, Mr. Patrick Reynolds. With the firmness of a caring parent, Mr. Reynolds gives advice to motivate young generations to stay smoke-free. He explains to them how to say no and how to speak with love to their parents who may smoke. Mr. Reynolds' timeless efforts to communicate with people have left a deep impression on the adult world as well. Furthermore, endeavors are also made at a larger societal level. He works with the U.S. Congress to have smoking bans in public places such as restaurants, airplanes, and so on. Recently, taxes on tobacco were raised and a Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, regulation of tobacco bill was passed by Congress, all due to the wholehearted and persistent work of Mr. Reynolds and his dedicated associates.
We've done very well in the United States with the smoking bans. I have gone to Congress to help get smoking off of airplanes. I met with Congressman Henry Waxman, a very powerful congressman, and we talked about the FDA bill, which was passed by the House. So we'll finally have Food and Drug Administration, FDA, regulation of tobacco. And it's a wonderful thing. It's an idea whose time has come.
The wise Mr. Patrick Reynolds also supports the measures recommended by the United Nations World Health Organization, or WHO, and its Global Treaty on Tobacco Control, currently signed by 170 member states. He discusses why the measures are effective.
It's called the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. This treaty urges nations to do three things which have been proven to be effective in the United States. First, to create strong smoking bans which forbid smoking in restaurants and nightclubs and bars, even in the workplace, places like the airports. The more you limit smoking, and the smoker would have to excuse themselves at a restaurant and say, you know, I'll be back in 5 minutes, it's a little shameful to smoke, to have to go outside. So this is a good idea, and it protects non-smokers. We know that secondhand smoke is very dangerous. The second thing that the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, this global treaty, urges nations to do is to raise the cigarette tax. It's a wonderful thing because we know that this will reduce the rate of children who become addicted to tobacco. The last thing is to spend money. The governments should spend money on advertising on television, very powerful, well-produced ads by local ad agencies who understand the local people, who deliver messages on television, in schools, against smoking, on video, billboards against tobacco. There's an ad in America that was just on, and it shows a little boy. He's like maybe 2 years old, and he's left alone in a train station. And the camera watches him as he's looking around the room, and suddenly he gets very scared and he starts to cry. And the announcer says, imagine if you leave your child alone for 30 seconds, what happens? What happens to your child if you die from smoking? It's one of the most powerful that's been done. So those are the three things world governments can do. And I would urge people who are listening to the show to call their political leaders, to write to them, and say, we need a smoking ban, we need a higher cigarette tax, and we need advertising on television against smoking to protect the health of our kids. That's what I want you to do, Mr. Political Leader.
While addressing leaders and large numbers of people, Mr. Reynolds is also always helpful and ready to share tips and guidance for others on how to quit the detrimental smoking habit, just as he did.
So my message for people who smoke is this. If you're a smoker out there and you've failed to quit smoking before, take comfort in the fact that most people do fail several times before they finally stop successfully. And rather than getting a message that you can't quit, take your past failures as part of the normal journey toward becoming a non-smoker. It is normal. And second, get into a program.
Today, free programs to help individuals to stop smoking are becoming increasingly available as awareness in general is growing. Individuals such as Patrick Reynolds no doubt have been a major contribution to this heartening trend. For his endeavors to share the smoke-free message all around the world, Mr. Patrick Reynolds received the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
But I am humbled by this award, and I'm thrilled about it. But I don't see myself as a hero. I'm just a regular guy doing his job. My word, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
And we also have a hero jacket, custom made for you.
I'm humbled and honored. I am more than humbled and honored.
Mr. Patrick Reynolds wished to convey a message to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, thank you so much for recognizing our struggle against smoking. You have honored me, I am humbled, and I admire you deeply. I hope to support your work, the wonderful work that you are doing around the world to raise consciousness about global warming, about tobacco use, and the other good works that you are doing. I honor you, and I recognize who you are in this world.
Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. Patrick Reynolds, for your courage, love, wisdom, and noble leadership in helping to create this world a healthier, better place for everyone to live. We sincerely wish you all the best in heaven's abundant grace as you continue to inspire individuals worldwide, now and for generations to come. Thank you, gentle viewers, for being with us on today's program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom, after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. May you and your loved ones be blessed with longevity, happiness, and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.